It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The things you need to know about the day. This may be the most informative way for you to start your day. Doug and Jennifer, Ken Kessler here, Rich McFadden wandering in. Michael is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And because of our reputation, the collective reputation of the people on the staff here, being very good ferreting out stories. Investigative reporting is where we shine.
Yes. We've been to jail, just like that Fox reporter.
Yes, right. They're protecting our sources.
Yes.
So it's important for all of you to know that because of the investigative work that I alone, as the host of this program, have done, we have unearthed something very important about Kim Jong-un.
Uh-oh.
Yes. He went back to, he was in school in Switzerland. High school. He reportedly starred as the important male lead in a production, a musical production of Grease. Some dictators just born to hand jive, apparently. Kim Jong-un.
That was it, huh?
Yeah. It was one of them. Apparently, he has a T-Bird Jack leather jacket.
Nice. I can see it.
Yeah. Let's see here. The Sun in England has pictures of him in swimming trunks, palling around with his friends who are mostly Westerners. He attended the International School of Bern from 1994 to 1997. Was shadowed by a bodyguard known as King Kong, who pretended to be a 14-year-old schoolboy. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Huh.
The real history of Kim Jong-un. So meanwhile, North Korea issued a warning yesterday for all foreigners in South Korea to get out because they don't want to hurt anybody in South Korea.
Well, they're really upset because, you know, Dennis Rodman was fired from Celebrity Apprentice this week. So
they're a little
more upset with us than usual.
That's enough to go to war. Yeah, that could be the reason to go to war right there.
I know. I think he's probably going to try to aim for Donald Trump's house now. I don't know.
Really? Which one? The one in Florida, the one in New York?
But all of them.
So everybody knows what's going to happen here. A lot of people are laughing. Supposedly, Kenny found a story suggesting that there looks like the stuff is in the works for a test today, right? But how do we have all the capabilities, excuse me, necessary to shoot the thing down no matter where it is, right? Do we know?
I think so. Hope so.
Do you know this, Ken, or are we just fingers crossed?
No, as far as the test goes, they say they have moved everything, that the North Koreans have moved everything into place, and it's all set up, and they're expecting a test literally any moment.
Right.
But that our satellites can track it and be ready to do something about it within.
Can we knock it down, though,
yeah,
when they do it? We're going to practice our own self and knock down their test?
Why not? There's a provocation.
That's what
we
should do, don't you think?
Yeah, target practice.
I think we should catch it and send it back.
That's what I think. A little back at you.
That sounds like a James Bond kind of thing.
Whee!
Did you do that in the James Bond movie? Turn it around and send it back. I like that idea. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the North Korean news from today. Now, in a closely linked story, Cuba in the news today. Authorities believe a Florida couple suspected of kidnapping their two sons from the woman's parents have fled to Cuba. You got to have a scorecard to figure this one out.
Okay.
Apparently,
so
the
people kidnap a kid.
Well, their parental skills were under question.
Okay.
So the state took the two children away from their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents didn't like it, so they kidnapped the two children who are ages 2 and 4.
That they belong to. Okay.
And brought them to Florida. However, the Cubans don't want them there. And
they brought them to Cuba, not Florida.
Right. They were in Florida, in Tampa, and then they went to Cuba.
Oh, you said they went to Florida, and I was all
going,
why'd they go to Florida? Okay, so they went to Cuba. Okay.
Anybody can go to Florida.
Exactly. That's
special about that.
Right.
So then they went to Cuba, expecting to be able to leave the children there or to live in Cuba. Cuban authorities said,
no, Ricky.
Nothing doing. You're going back.
Yeah, so they explained to do.
Yeah, lots of explaining to do. So is anybody, that's pretty much it, right? They sent them back to America, and they got back early this morning.
Hmm.
But they left the boat there. What do you think is going to happen to that boat?
Hmm.
They have a family boat.
Beyonce can use it.
Yeah, right. For her next trip.
Right. Exactly, yeah. which she, the only reason she got there. There have been a lot of people talking about that, too, mm-hmm. the last 24 to 48 hours. Why is there any mystery to this? We all know she gets special permission because of her access to the president.
Right.
So what's the big deal?
She sang for him, or actually yeah. didn't, remember?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so
she pretended to sing.
Now, let's stay in the political realm for a moment, can we?
Please.
There is a tape, a so-called, another one of our investigative reports this morning, indicating Mitch McConnell apparently wasn't too interested in having Ashley Judd run against him.
Mm-hmm.
She's decided not to run against him. Mother Jones, the liberal magazine, says they have recordings of the Senate Minority Leader discussing his attack plans with his aides. Now, our investigative group has gotten a hold of the actual audio tapes. You tell me, Michael, play as much of this stuff as you have.
Here's what it sounded like to me. Ashley Judd. Do you think they actually use maybe enhancing software so that they could hear what he was saying?
Well,
to be fair, because otherwise, if they were just listening to that with a naked ear, they didn't hear anything. They're making it up.
Right. And I think that's sort of what goes on anyway with these things. They talked about her as being a little wacky. And as a matter of fact, McConnell says any mole who sticks their head up who's going to run against me will whack them.
Whack-a-mole. I love that game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you really?
Have you ever played?
No. How do you play it?
Whack-a-mole's like at Chuck E. Cheese when you were a kid. And these, it would be like a big board that you would stand in front of, and the moles would pop up, and you'd have to hit them down, but they'd pop up real fast.
That's horrible.
Well, they're not real moles,
no,
Doug.
But to teach people to do something like that, I mean, I have a problem. Moles basically are like woodchucks, and we try to shoot all of them on the
Okay, park. If you're shooting real woodchucks, then why are you getting mad at me for whacking one at Chuck E. Cheese?
I'm not necessarily getting mad. It teaches bad values. That could be the problem. Hi, Lindsay Lohan was on with David Letterman last night, and the one thing I got out of listening to some of the audio is that she, as you can tell anyway, has a cigarette in her mouth pretty much 24 hours a day, and it certainly sounds that way when you listen to her voice. Wow. And then the things that she
looked rough, too.
Yeah, well, she is.
Yeah,
rough.
And she's so young still. Isn't she still 25 or maybe even younger than that? I don't know.
Like, wasn't she a Musketeer?
No.
I thought
no,
she was.
No, she was in Disney movies as a kid. She did, like, Herbie the Love Bug. And
really?
Know. Now she just says Herbie.
Put him.
Thanks. That's the game to me.
Film at 11, yeah. All right, okay. So let's see. We've actually covered a good deal of ground already. Imagine it's only 15 past the hour. Let's talk about your teeth. The teeth that you love or the teeth that you don't love. If you love your teeth, that's because they are probably an asset. If you don't like your teeth, they probably are not an asset. In fact, they're probably a distraction. So what are you doing about cleaning up your teeth? Have you heard about power swabs? So easy, not messy. Don't have to use the strips, don't have to use the trays, don't have to use anything except this. There's two tubes that come with power swabs, and you use a little Q-tip, put the Q-tip material on your teeth for 5 minutes, and in just another, well, you can 2-3 minutes, and then 5-10 minutes after that, your teeth are two shades whiter. It means a lot to people who are looking for love. People who are looking for jobs, looking for acceptance, to have very attractive teeth. You don't want them to be a distraction. You want them to be an asset. Power Swabs is just that. A naturally derived tooth detergent comes from the coconut oil. It comes out of coconuts. That's a good place for coconut oil to come from, I guess, right? Caps, crowns, veneers, regular natural teeth, they'll all be cleaned up by your using power swabs. Here's how to get them. 800-865-7602. Try it risk-free today. And when you call 800-865-7602, you can learn how to save 50%. They'll ask you what you're listening to, and you tell them Doug Steffen, you get the 50% off. Power swabs. Whiten up your teeth. Make yourself better. Make yourself more likely to get that job or to get the date risk-free trial at 800-867-4089 and ask for the special 50% off the retail price. That's 800-867-4089 for power swabs.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so let's get the nasty stuff out of the way here. Stabbing spree at the community college in Texas yesterday.
With an assault knife, nonetheless.
An assault knife.
Too
yes.
soon.
Yeah, it's all right. The idea of mental illness not being a major topic is distressing.
It's inexcusable. It yeah. really is.
What, the discussion or this is circumstance?
No, the fact that we're not making this a national discussion. It seems like everybody's pushing this part to the side. And it's just, it's the most important issue in all of this.
Well, I mean, how do you then deal with the 4-year-old boy in New Jersey who shot his 6-year-old playmate?
That's a gun. That would be a gun issue. Yeah, no,
right.
Believe me, there are gun issues. I'm not saying that there are not.
He went into his family's home and brought out a rifle.
Mm.
The gun discharged and struck the 6-year-old in the head.
Wow.
Authorities are investigating whether the parents had a permit for a .22 caliber rifle.
Forget the permit. Why wasn't it locked up?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's the thing. If you have these guns in your house, there's a couple of things that I would suggest if it were my world, which it's not, but I wish it were. Lock it up. But the second thing is teach your kids how to respect and use a gun from an early age so that they don't think of it as a toy.
There was a discussion on a radio program I was listening to earlier about who's in charge of bringing up your children. Is it you or is it the village? And I thought about all of the things that influence people. It could be that your parents are the only ones you're influenced by. But if you're exposed to other things, you're going to have other influences.
Yep.
Lots of different things when you get to school. But imagine in this circumstance, you're going to have when this kid's 14 years old, 24 years old. It's just, what's he going to have? How's he going to live with that? 21 after on Good Day.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program for Wednesday. That's Jennifer and Kenny and our friends here who are together. You can be in touch with us by dialing 888-302-3684. Email the Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com or Richie. Or you can go on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or at Twitter. What do we have, Kenny, flopping around here with any of these things that we have touched on this morning so far? Anything exciting. We have a lot of intelligence.
So far, Bobby just responded and agrees with Jennifer about the stabbing thing, that we have a huge mental health problem in this country, big time.
We do. We're going to talk about that a little bit in the next half hour.
Yeah.
In fact, thinking about how you deal with children, families, I was brought back to something that I read once. Maybe it's not always about trying to fix something broken. Maybe it's about starting over and creating something better. We keep talking about what's wrong. Why don't we can't deal with, what do we do about what's past? In the now, we deal with creating something better.
Mm-hmm.
How you go about that seems to be a more important facet of a public discussion than worrying about where we've been. Because, hey, you got to fix that. All right, enough of this stuff. Time for some late night comedy. Start.
Speaking of sports, who watched the NCAA championship game last night? Wasn't that exciting? Come on! True story, last night the Louisville Cardinals won the NCAA championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, people in Kentucky were so excited, they were kissing people not related to them.
Seriously.
That's how off the hook things got.
Whoa.
And the acting president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, has put a curse on voters who don't vote for him in next week's election. He put a curse on those who will not vote for him. And today Mitt Romney said, "You can do that?" I have no idea. See, that shows you. That shows you the difference if you've got two countries. See, over here in America, we're cursed no matter who we vote for.
You know what's back, ladies and gentlemen? Take a guess. You know, Paul? Cicadas.
Oh, I know those things.
Cicadas are back, and this is one of those insects. Now, there's a couple of kinds. This is one of those insects that you hear that noise that drives you nuts, and they come up out of the ground every, and they have sex once every 17 years. Cicadas having sex, and I thought, great, the insects are doing better than I am. They come into the city, they destroy everything, they have sex and leave. It's like Charlie Sheen. For the love of God.
This is pretty cool. A prop phaser gun from the Star Trek TV show recently sold for $231,000 at an auction, making it the most expensive thing you can point at someone right before they beat the crap out of you. Isn't it?
Step by
not funny.
Get this.
Anyway, the late night shows. Let's move along. Wendy Williams yesterday, Jennifer, on her program.
I love her.
Answered an audience member's question about how to deal with a serious relationship. The fellow is really allergic to her cat. That's the problem.
I have been in a long-term relationship with my boyfriend for about a year now, and everything is fine. We've been visiting each other, communicating well.
Long-distance relationship.
Long-distance okay. relationship. The problem is that I have a cat, Colonel Mustard, who I love.
Aww.
And Colonel Mustard's been with me for 3 years, and it's just been a part of my family for the most part. My boyfriend is severely allergic. We've tried allergy medication. Nothing works. Watery eyes, everything.
How old are you, honey bunch?
I'm in my early 30s.
Okay. So you're marriage-minded.
Yes, I am. But I love my cat. He's my family.
Okay.
So my question is, because I'm supposed to relocate and move in with him, do I choose my cat or the boyfriend?
Cat.
Well, this is
cat.
The problem with giving advice.
Cat.
If you're going to ask Wendy,
cat.
Wendy's going to be perfectly honest with you.
Cat.
Once upon a time, there was a DJ who traveled all around the world to be on the radio and chasing her dreams. And she had a cat named Bonnie. Oh, Bonnie was my road dog.
Here's the cat. Here's the cat.
I met a man who I fell in love with, and I didn't even have to think about which one to choose. I gave Bonnie to a girlfriend to take good care of her, and the man is, you know, we're married. He's allergic. And so I'm not going to tell you what to do. All I'm saying is a cat doesn't keep you warm at night, and a cat doesn't take out the garbage.
Oh, my God. What a disappointment.
I've tried to get my cat to take out the garbage.
Yeah,
she's
right.
Not playing.
Look at that. 28 after on Good Day.
GMC Certified Service. This is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right. It's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
All right, so mental health and the focus on what we do with all this violence, that's a moment or two we'll have in the next half hour. Plus, remember the topless protesters that were giving the Chinese a hard time? No. Who was it?
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Let's go! It's 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day Show with Rich and Jennifer and Ken monitoring what's going on our social media. You'll remember the other day we had coverage, investigative reports galore, thanks to the crack staff here on the Good Day program.
I don't know if I like the way you say crack staff.
The Muslim women. No, actually, these were not
Muslim women.
They were protesting the way Muslim women were being treated.
Yeah, they were. Dutch or...
I think there were several different
brands. French. What's the former Yugoslavia? No.
Former Yugoslavia, Serbians.
Yeah.
There are some Czechs.
The Poles.
Czechs.
Yeah, anyway, it was over there somewhere, and they were pretty much protesting.
Eastern European.
They were pretty much protesting everything.
Right.
But
they had their bodies...
Abuse against women.
The bodies, the topless women had messages across their breasts and their chests that were not... they weren't friendly toward Muslim men.
And I was all over this story for
yes,
you.
Yes, you were, Rich. I know you were.
Investigative reporter.
All right, so now...
The I-Team.
Right, yeah. The I-Team continues to track topless protesters. It seems that Vladimir Putin got an eyeful yesterday.
Yeah, because they were, like, right in his old Russian bloc countries.
Right. There's a picture of Vladimir Putin looking at one of these ladies, and unfortunately we can't read it because it's in Russian. Whatever she's got written across her back and her chest is not easily discernible. He sort of laughed off. Right, you look at him, he looks kind of like, duh, what's going on here, duh. The women protested his trip to Germany. Did you see the pictures?
What they were chanting, I can't even...
No.
Blank dictator.
Right, exactly. Begins with an F.
What is it?
I don't think you needed to go that far. Funny... They have video of him looking at it. That's funny.
Yeah.
He's got that what you talking about Willis look on his face.
Yeah, right.
Well,
these women are running all over the place.
A woman with something written on her...
I think this may be a new international trend. You think this will happen in this country?
Oh, you wish. You're hoping, aren't you?
I think that when people find out what Mitch McConnell said about Ashley Judd, there'll be a lot of naked women.
I'm already
to
topless over that. That
face.
Was just ridiculous.
No, right. What did Mitch say now for those of us who didn't hear it yet?
Play the audio so you can hear what he said.
All right, Michael, go back and play the audio from Mitch McConnell's meeting, a secret meeting that was taped.
You won't believe what he said.
All right, let me hear
this. Let's see. Hold on a minute.
All right, it's
good thing we have our watchdogs on top of this.
We have, right, yeah, this is a very...
It's the crack investigative staff.
It is, right,
oh,
exactly.
Right here.
Yeah.
Here,
all right, here it is.
All right, get ready. How dare you, Mitch McConnell. How dare you, Mitch McConnell? How dare you?
Can we play that?
You should bleep that, Rich. You should let that go.
So what I want to know is how did
hey,
you
we actually got some argue, some audio. How'd you get that?
She's emotionally unbalanced. Is that what he said?
Right. No, we couldn't hear anything.
Depression. Well, that's what has been translated by somebody. But the fact that it was bugged, somebody from Mother Jones apparently bugged the place, and that's how they got the first shot at.
Somebody's trying to be the anti James O'Keefe.
Yes, right.
James O'Keefe is doing all these undercover scams to be able to burn the left. So the left is trying to do the undercovers on the right. Liddy is probably sitting back in his easy chair watching the news, laughing at all of this.
How about water? Yeah, Watergate.
Yeah,
amateurs.
With one hand over a candle.
Okay, so now let's go one step further. Have you seen the pictures of Joe Biden together with Hillary Clinton? If you look at the pictures.
No, but they're going to be at war very soon.
Yes.
The vice president showed up yesterday, or I don't know, it was yesterday or the day before. This is a Hillary Clinton crowd for sure. It was a women's event at the Kennedy Center. Women Achievements being honored by an organization Mrs. Clinton helped found. So Biden went in, and he was late, and he walked up to the microphone and said, "There's no woman like Hillary Clinton. That's a fact." Okay?
Okay.
That's pretty much it. She was greeted as a hero, and he was quickly escorted out.
Can I ask a weak question? Because you know I like to come up with these fun scenarios.
Yes.
What if she makes him a deal and says, "Joe, I'll make you my
vice president. Yeah.
Could he be the vice president again for another 8 years?
Yes, he can.
All right.
You can only not be president for 8 years, but you can't be vice president.
He could be like the country's vice president. Right.
I did a quick search, and it's, one of the reporters, it looks like it's ABC.com, the blogger.
Yeah.
Arlette Sands, I guess her name is.
Mm-hmm.
She refers to this as this installation of being Biden.
It's being Biden. There you go. Yep.
Yeah.
He funny. Just strolled in and said, "I love you, chicks."
Right. I was walking through the park one day in the merry, merry month of May.
You ever seen the movie Being John Malkovich?
No.
Where John Cusack is in John Malkovich's head, basically controlling him.
Or Malkovich.
Malkovich, yeah. It's hysterical.
All right. So let's spend a moment or two on something that's a little more serious. With the word about the knifing in Texas yesterday, and with the I don't know, the 4-year-old boy who shot the 6-year-old with a .22, that doesn't come as a result of some mental problem, although it may create a mental problem with the kid later on in life. We just are not talking about mental health. There's just not enough conversation.
Nope.
It needs to be center stage. It hasn't been.
Should be first.
Since Newtown.
Yes.
And the president just doesn't. He keeps kind of refusing to bring it up as part of the gun debate. There have been a lot of people who want to focus on the mentally ill and how to keep them from getting weapons rather than... the keeping them from getting weapons is one thing and an issue that should be discussed. But, hello, when do we have the national conversation about mental health and the connection, the stigma, if you will, that mentally ill people have, and the fact that they aren't really being treated well, they're being started on drugs when they're in elementary school. 40% of the country has some kind of prescription medication aimed at subduing or dealing with a mental health issue.
We throw drugs at it.
40%.
Right.
And, you know, I was actually talking with my cousin earlier in the week, and he had mentioned to me that, about a story that he read that all of these people that were involved in the shootings, James Holmes and Adam Lanza, they were all long-term users of, specifically, we knew that they were long-term users of antidepressants, but what came out is that they were all long-term users of Klonopin. And have you guys ever been prescribed Klonopin?
No.
No.
When I had an anxiety attack
years ago, penicillin once.
Penicillin is a little different, yeah. But I was prescribed Klonopin once from a doctor at an emergency room after I had an anxiety, like the very first anxiety attack I ever had, and I didn't know what it was. And this doctor gave me Klonopin, and it was probably the worst thing I've ever ingested. I mean, I threw it out immediately because it was just so. I mean, it just deadened your whole personality, just gone. You know what I mean? It just kind of made you really feel out of touch, just desensitized to everything. And so just my limited little bit of experience with that, to know that people are on this long term, it's only supposed to be a short term drug for when you're having these type of events or situations. When you go on this long term, it does not surprise me that you're desensitized to reality and to the scope of violence and inflicting pain on other people, because you're just not there. You know, it's not you. And so I think that's one of them, not to point fingers at just one specific drug, but I think that's one we should really look at and see if it's a common thread through all of these things.
You look at between the chemicals that are running through our bodies, between just what we ingest and breathe in, the chemicals that are prescribed to us because of ADD and ADHD and depression and anxiety attacks and whatnot. And all the people that are just walking around the streets either being overprescribed or not paid any attention to, they live on the streets and they have problems and nobody is helping them.
Or they throw a drug at them and then 5 years later they're still taking that same thing and not even if they need it or not.
It's
who knows?
It's such a problem, and nobody's paying any attention to it.
Well, why is that?
You know,
because it's not an attractive problem. You know, we got rid of asylums because that was a mean thing.
That's exactly
it. Dukakis did that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I have this story right, but the story that I've heard is that
Reagan get rid of a bunch of them?
No, he was. It was back in the early '70s, and it was Geraldo who did an expose and just blew the whole asylum thing open. How people were being treated and mistreated. So they opened the doors, let everybody out, and haven't really thought about mental health ever since.
Yeah.
And it's sad. And I actually had a conversation with
it's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, well, look at it. I had a conversation with a friend of mine who's a therapist, and they're just like,
what do you do? Where do you go?
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
You deal with it at its roots. You deal with children who are getting addicted to drugs because these pill pushers are connected to the big drug companies. It's that insidious. It really is.
Sure.
I had a luncheon meeting yesterday with some of my farmer friends who are what we call producer handlers, those of us who produce milk and bottle it and sell it ourselves. And one of the things we were talking about was the shortage of feed because of the drought in the Midwest yesterday, and the fact that most of the people who are using what they call open pollinated seed, which is something that's just, it comes naturally off the corn. It doesn't get treated by Monsanto's Roundup Ready or
Dow's chemical being there. Sued into submission by
no, they
Monsanto.
Can't be, because Monsanto had nothing to do with this corn. They can only be sued if they're using a product that originally came from Monsanto, and there isn't much left. That's what we were talking about. There's hardly anything left. We were talking about genetically modified foods, and how the farmers are complaining because they can't find any seed that isn't genetically modified, because Monsanto has run pretty much everybody out of business. So you get into this power that these big companies, and Monsanto and Dow and Lilly, and they're all really cut out of the same cloth. They are slowly creeping into control of the food supply, and that means what you feed your children in the morning before they go to school. We were talking earlier about children and raising children. Does it take a village? Is it the individual family? Is it the parents? Who's really more influential? And unfortunately, today the parents are not that influential. They get all of it.
Well, even kids if they think they are being influential.
Well, they aren't, though, because children are being influenced. Now, you can look at some of these apps that the youngsters are putting in there, and the ads that are in there are all things that aren't being monitored by parents like they could monitor if you're watching television. The ads for the Cocoa Crisps or whatever other things that youngsters would be exposed to that they would have before they go to school, the sugary cereals and the drinks and the things that are much worse than they were when I was a kid or most of you were a child. And so what that stuff goes right to your brain, and you become, you know, a little crazed with it all. The sugar makes you crazy. And then to settle the children down, they give them a drug. They don't look at I wonder, and this is a challenge I have to those of you who are teachers in elementary school especially, or maybe principals or people who are running guidance departments in these schools. Are you asking the children when they have a problem of either retention or attention, are you asking them what they had for breakfast? Isn't that the first question you would ask? It would seem to me that would be the first question you've asked. But no, it's, this child is unruly. He needs something to calm him down. We got to give him a drug. And it's drugs, 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 and more drugs. So you create the Lindsay Lohans of the world out of that. And it goes before the kids who have the guns. Every one of those kids that's been involved in any of these notorious incidents all have had some kind of psychiatric or what do they call it, psychotropic drug. I don't know what the right term for it is, but they all have had that in common.
Nobody's putting two and two together.
No, and it all starts when they're younger and they get this stuff in
elementary. They are, but they want to take the guns out of our hands, and so that's why they don't want to talk about what the real issue is.
That's too simplistic. All of this discussion
is not that simplistic.
It's simplistic.
I was walking down the hallway yesterday and I saw this stabbing thing, and I was like, uh-oh, now we're not going to be able to have knives either.
Right.
Sporks only.
Yes, sporks.
Right. Okay, it's 13 before the hour. This is good.
Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
Somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155. 1-800-893-9155.
A recent survey shows that families are four times more likely to eat at home versus dining out. However, consumers often still yearn for the flavors of their local pizzeria. Thanks to a new product, you can get delicious pizzeria-style pizza baked fresh right from your own oven. With new pizzeria from DiGiorno, even the most skeptical frozen pizza consumers will be converted to instant believers. New pizzeria from DiGiorno is the latest breakthrough in frozen pizza, with delicious tastes and textures inspired by the pizzeria experience. Pizzeria from DiGiorno has an entirely new crust that is crispy on the outside, soft soft and airy on the inside and drizzled with extra virgin olive oil. It's topped with a new flavorful sauce made from vine-ripened tomatoes, garlic, and herbs, then finished off with premium quality meats, cheeses, and vegetables. These delicious pizzas feature only the highest quality ingredients, no artificial flavors, and a preservative-free crust. Ready in just more than 20 minutes, you can choose from four mouth-watering pizzeria-inspired varieties that raise the bar on taste. Now the farthest you'll have to go for that neighborhood.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Better Living with Doug. It's Tech Talk time. In a moment, we'll have some conversation from Shelley Palmer. First, though, let's do a tech quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
I like these.
888-302-3684 for a swell Doug Steffen prize. 888-302-DOUG. What is the term now used to describe online music storage services? Are they A, jukeboxes, B, lockers, C, musicologists, or D, sound lockers? What is the term now best used to describe online music storage services? Jukeboxes, lockers, musicologists, or sound lockers? 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684. The term used to describe online music stores is a jukebox, a locker, musicologist, or sound locker. Got the answer? Get the prize as we listen to Shelley Palmer give some troubleshooting advice and tips for Launchpad. If you have the operating system OS X, that'll be in his mind and in your ears in a moment here on Good Day.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're running a recent version of OS X, you're probably familiar with Launchpad. Launchpad displays your Mac's programs in a grid that resembles an iPad or iPhone. By holding down the Option key when Launchpad is open, you're able to rearrange your programs, move them into folders, and even delete the ones you don't use, just like on your iDevice. But what happens if a program doesn't show up in Launchpad? First, it's important to know that Launchpad only displays programs found in the default applications folder in OS X. If you've installed a program anywhere else on your Mac, it won't show up in Launchpad. So moving the program's icon to the applications folder should make it show up. Is a program already in the folder not showing up correctly? Drag the icon out and back in, and it should appear. As a last resort, you can also rebuild the Launchpad database, which is a bit trickier. To get the full step-by-step instructions on how to do that, check out ShelleyPalmer.com or follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for babies is always special, but with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in the March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and get a healthy beginning to their newborns. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
All right, so we have a question to discuss here. The term used to describe online music storage services. Here's Ramon in Miami. Hello, Ramon. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Good day, Doug. How you doing?
Well, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm blessed. Thank you.
Well, it's a good thing to be blessed, and it's a better thing to know that you're blessed. It's good to be. A lot of people are blessed, and they don't know it. They don't give credit for it, or they don't figure it out. So you're ahead of the game. Yeah, right. They get in the way of it. So you're a couple of steps ahead of the game.
They're in denial, man. Those people are either in denial or some type of ego trip. But I know what's going on. I give praise to the big man every day.
You know, one of the things my lady Meredith and I talk about this all the time, giving thanks through the course of the day. Thank God for this or thank God for that. Whatever it is that you may come upon, it's nice to acknowledge it and then to be conscious of it. It isn't a religious thing. It's just something that you realize that you're not here by yourself and you can't do things necessarily always on your own. All right, anyway, having said that, what do you think the term is for online music storage now most used?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe it's jukebox.
No, that's a good guess, but it's not the correct one. Sorry about that. Doug, you want to change your guess? Because we got three others. Lockers, musicologist, sound locker. Which would you want to pick?
What was the other three?
Lockers, musicologist, sound lockers.
Sound boxes.
No. So everybody got this one wrong. Lockers is the correct term.
Yes,
all right.
It is.
59 after on Good Day.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.